Amen and amen. Father God, we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, God. I decree and declare, oh God, victory, oh God. I decree and declare breakthrough, Jesus. I decree and declare that all things work out for our good, oh God. I decree and declare that we are rich, oh God. I decree and declare wonderful blessings in our life each and every day. I decree and declare a perfect, that we are perfect, whole, and complete, oh God. I decree and declare wisdom and knowledge, oh God. I decree and declare open doors will continue to open. I decree and declare increase. I decree and declare, oh God, that we will continue to be compassionate and will continue to have compassion towards each other, oh God. I decree and declare the right of divine people in our lives, oh God. And I decree and declare creative ideas. I decree and declare innovative idea. And I decree and declare protection. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Darlene. You can open the line so we can speak in our heavenly language. God bless you.
Baba, Oh, God, an eternal Father, God, we come to you, God, once more. Jesus, we come in your presence, Lord God. In your presence, dear God, there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, oh, God, there are pleasures forevermore. Lord, we come tonight, dear Father, with thanksgiving and with praise in our hearts and in our minds, dear God. Lord, we just thank you for life. We thank you, God, for this opportunity and this privilege. Father God, as we come, Lord, we know you hear our cry, Lord. Take full control, dear God, of each and every one, dear God, on this line, oh God. Those who are not even able to make it, dear Father, we ask for your blessing. Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you are the great I am. Lord God, we pray for God for our spiritual leaders. Lord, I pray, oh God, for our master prophet, oh God, and Lady Pastor Deborah, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you continue to strengthen them, continue to keep them, Lord, guide and protect them, Father. Continue, dear Lord God, to pour your blessing upon them, dear Father. Lord God, let there be no lack, oh God. Lord God, I thank you, oh God, for them, dear Lord. Give them knowledge and understanding continually. Father God, we pray for the family. Lord God, we pray, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, for the Berrien family also, God. Father God, I pray, oh God, for Mother Jordan and Mother Berrien, oh God. Bless them, keep them, dear Father. Father God, this night, oh God, we come, Lord, and we put, oh God, Prophetess Sister Dawson, oh God, into your hands, dear Lord, and we just thank you, God, for the miracle. We thank you, God, for your touch. We thank you, God, for showing up, Lord God, that you are the great I am. Oh God, and by your stripes we are already healed. We thank you, God, that she's made perfect and whole, oh God. Thank you, Lord, oh God. Father God, we continue to praise you. Bless our family. Lord God, we pray for the sick and the shut in. Oh God, bless them all, oh Father. Heal them, Lord God, we pray. Father God, remember those, dear God, in Texas, dear God, Houston, oh God, Lord God, who are suffering, oh God, from the water and the flood. Lord, we thank you, God, for saving their lives. We thank you, God, that, Father God, that they can be restored on once more, Lord. Father, you continue to provide for them, Lord, oh God. Father God, Lord, we pray, oh God, that, Lord, we shall all live as one, dear God. Lord Jesus, let us be there for each other. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God. Father, for those who have put place, oh God, your prayer request tonight. Father, hear our cry, Lord, and we thank you, God, for attending to our cry. We thank you, God, that we have testimony, because, God, without a test, dear God, there cannot be a testimony. We thank you for the faith. We thank you, Lord, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, for trusting you, Lord, and for you trusting us, dear God. Father God, have your way, Lord God, this evening. Have your way, Lord, oh God. We come, Lord Jesus, oh God, humbly at your feet, dear God, and we give you praise, and we give you thanks, dear God, and we love you, Lord. We praise your holy name, Jesus. And Father God, we just ask you, Lord God, for your covering. Lord, cover me, oh God. Oh God, I plead the blood over myself, over my heart, my head, my feet, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I plead the blood over my family. And Lord, I thank you, oh God, that you are my God and my Lord. Thank you, oh God, that Father God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we give you praise tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Prophet W.E.
Amen. Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we lift up our voices this morning, Lord God, to say thank you. Lord, we thank you in advance for the things that you're doing, the things that are unseen. Lord, on tonight, Lord God, we cancel by the blood of Jesus any attack, Lord God, any satanic arrow that is pointed at us, Lord God. We know that we have victory in all things, Lord God. We know that you reign in all things. We know that your hand is in all things, Lord God. Today, I lift up my voice, Lord God, for all those impacted by the mudslides in Sierra Leone, by the waterfall in Houston, by the water in Nigeria and in India, Lord God, all over the world, people are crying out, Lord God, and I pray that as you hear our cry for them, as we intercede for them, Lord God, that you would just touch them, Lord God, that we know that you're doing a new thing, Lord God, whatever may look like a disaster, Lord God, but we know that you can do a turnaround, that you can release a turnaround miracle, Lord God, so we're standing for that right now, for the people who have been impacted and affected. Lord, I pray that we will hold on to your word like never before, that we would stand firm on your word, Lord God, that we would prophesy our victory, that we would prophesy our breakthroughs, Lord God. We thank you in advance, Lord God, again and again for all that you've done. Remind us in time like this where there is confusion and uncertainty. Remind us, Lord God, of what you brought us out of, Lord God. May that keep us in these seasons, Lord God, where we may feel like we have no strength. We thank you for the purpose that's over our lives. And we pray, Lord God, for our leaders and all those that you've raised up, Lord God, to lead the way. We pray that you would continue to shine the light on them. We thank you, Lord God, for the victory. We thank you for the grace and the mercy, Lord God, in your mighty precious name. Amen and amen.
Glory be to God. Even so, Father, we thank you. And we praise you, Lord, that this night we can come to you, Father. Father, to your throne room of grace, with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise, Father, in our lips, giving you glory and honor and adoration for the blood, Father, that we can enter in by grace through faith. Father, acknowledging you, Lord, as our reward and the reward of all those that diligently seek you. And Father, as we seek your face and your wisdom, Father, we seek your kingdom and your righteousness evermore. We thank you, Father, for all other things you already added, my God. Father, your word declared, Lord, in this world we're going to have tribulation, but in you we're going to have peace. So you still admonish us, my God, to be of good cheer because you have overcome the world. And we thank you, Father, for your resurrection power manifested on this line tonight, Father. Your healing virtue that will flow in the lives of your people, my God, even those, my God, since your daughters and prophets, Bessie Allen, Father, and others, my God, you're touching in a very unique and special way, my God. You're raising them up strong because, Father, we decree that the joy of the Lord continue to be their strength. We see them whole, complete, divine, and perfect, Father. Lord, you desire perfection in everything that you do because you are excellent God. We thank you, Father, for the blood that will cover each and every home represented both far and near. And we thank you, Father, for the expansion, my God. And Lord, the globalization of the prophetic, my God, you expanded the borders, you expanded the tents, my God. The prophetic and the anointing, Father, will rest upon each and every home and every life represented, every department, my God. Even Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan. Father, you, Lord, you are pouring in, my God, a fresh anointing, a fresh revelation. Father, the mysteries you're unfolding, my God, and making known, my God, your ways in every area and every situation. Lord, be glorified tonight, my God, we pray that as we, Lord, you arise, Lord, we decree that our enemies be scattered in the east, west, north, and south. We decree victory in the lives of the people. Father, because you said, my God, and this, Lord, if we live, God, in Christ, we're going to suffer for sin. But we thank you, Father. And all this, my God, we can give you thanks because, Lord, we decree that we are more than conquerors. And we thank you for the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah that always goes before us, my God. And Lord, your angels are already assigned, my God, making the crooked path straight. We thank you, Lord, for the open doors. We thank you, Father, for the prisoners that you're releasing, my God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke, my God, over, Lord, the lives of, Lord of communities, my God, even, Lord Jesus, of nations. Father, we just thank you, Father, because your anointing, my God, brings healing, my God, to the oppressed. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for your hands that are outstretched them and covering families, my God, covering our young children, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, because children, we know, is the heritage of the Lord. So we thank you, Father, for blessing, Lord, the little children, Father, for covering them and raising them up strong and preserve them, my God, continue as the apple of your eye. Thank you, Father, for the mothers in Zion, my God, that are reaching out even now, because, Father, when Zion prevail, it brings forth children. So we are thanking for the harvesting of souls, my God, as you trust in the sickle. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that we shall shower us a blessing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for your anointing, my God, that heals the broken in heart, my God, even now. In the name of Jesus, we release your anointing and we send forth your word, my God, to bring, Lord, reconciliation, my God, to bring about restoration, because you are the restorer of reach. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for your peace that you establish within hearts and mind, because you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is in you. We decree the mind of Christ in the lives of the people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father God. I thank you on this night, this morning, Father God. I thank you, God, for this opportunity through Zoe Ministries that we can come together. We can unify, Father God. We can stand in a gap, Father God. When I look at my hands and I look at my feet, Father God, that you're giving us ability to move, mobility, Father God, brain power to think, Father God. It's you, Father God. And we bless your name for everything, Father God, every trial, every situation. For we are more than conquerors in these situations, Father God. And I thank you, God. Standing in the gap here for Ronald Blake, Father God, complete recovery. I thank you for that. Standing in the gap for anyone who has lost, family or friends, Father God. I decree and declare wholeness in their hearts, Father God, for those who are heartbroken, who are lonely, Father God, and who are sad in this hour, Father God, crying for no reason, Father God. They don't know I stand in the gap for them for wholeness, Father God, and happiness. I thank you, Father God, for this day of elevation, Father God, and spiritual things, each and every one of us, that we reach higher up into you, Father God, and delve deeper into the depths of you, Father God. I thank you, God, for having better attitudes, Father God, better attitude towards you, better attitude towards each other, and better attitudes towards our neighbors, Father God. I thank you for love, for you are love, Father God. And I thank you that we can love our enemies, Father God. And we leave anything, Father God, that is not of you, we leave it, Father God. And we thank you for taking care of us, for covering us with protection, Father God, giving us revelation, Father God. Those who have addiction problems, Father God, we decree and declare wholeness in their life, no matter what the source may be, Father God. We thank you for you, the greater of the greatest, Father God, and you give us the strength in this hour. We thank you, God, for covering the foster system, even in this hour, the lonely children, the prison system, Father God, those reaching out to you, and even the senior care system in this hour, Father God, that you cover them, Father, continue to cover them, Father God. We bless your name. We bless your name, giving your name the praise. And Father God, I thank you for our ancestors who we stand on their shoulders, Father God, who go before us and speaking even on our behalf, Father God. We give your name the praise, for we love you, God, and we bow down before you, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy in this hour. Thank you, God, for the heavens, Father God, are at hand, Father God, and we thank you for the shining light that shines upon us and even through us, God, and we give your name the praise. Amen.
Prophetess Regina Turner.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I want to thank and praise your name on this morning, oh dear God. I want to thank you for allowing me to dwell in your secret place, oh dear God, of the Most High, that you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord God, I want to thank and praise you for just allowing me to continuously praise your name, Lord God. I want to thank you for allowing me to trust in you, oh dear God, with all my heart, that I lean not to my own understanding, oh Father God. Lord God, I ask a special blessing for the people in Houston and Louisiana, oh Father God, that you will continue to uplift them in this season, oh dear God. I continue to praise and thank your name for, Lord God, for the sick and bereaved, oh dear God, on the family that's bereaving tonight, oh dear God. I ask a special blessing for the Williamson family, oh dear God, that you would just make their heart merry in this season, Lord God, for we know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy shall come in the morning, Lord God. I want to thank and praise your name for a special healing for Dr. Yolanda T. Griffin, oh dear God, for bringing her home, oh dear God. We just ask a special blessing for the 70-year-old God that was in the accident as well, oh dear God, that you would completely heal him as well, oh dear God. We thank you for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson for her total complete healing and recovery, oh dear God. We see them complete and recovered, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for letting us be victorious in this season, oh Father God, for allowing us to turn our face to the wall, to honor you, oh dear God, to lay prostrate before you, oh dear God, to keep us uplifted in this season, oh Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for blessing the marriages, oh dear God, and keeping them on one accord, Lord God, because Lord God, you said what you have brought together, let no man put asunder, oh Father God. We want to thank and praise your children in this season, oh dear God, as they prepare to go back to school, and those that have already gone back to school, that you will keep them covered, oh dear God. Place a special anointing upon their mind, their soul, and their heart, oh dear God, and the teachers that we entrust upon them, oh dear God. We ask a special blessing for them as well, oh dear God. We ask that you bless our households, oh dear God, and most of all, Lord God, we ask a special blessing for the leader of our house, oh dear God, the Master Prophet Ebonar Jordan and Pastor Lady Deborah, oh dear God, that they will continue to globalize the prophetic, oh dear God. Continue to allow us to hold their arms up in their season, oh dear God, so that they could continue to be strong and carry the movement far above internationally as well as globally, oh dear God. Lord God, we just ask that you continue to bless the clergy all over the land, the fivefold ministry, oh dear God, that they will continue to speak your word in this season, Lord God. And we just ask that you continue to keep us uplifted so that we continue to thirst after your word, which is righteousness unto our feet. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and give you thanks and honor and peace. Amen.
Prophetess Alice Jackson.
Thank you, Father, for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy to us. Thank you, God, for giving us this platform where we can pray, we can come together as on one accord, God, and give you praise, glory, and honor, God. And we pray for the people in Houston and the people in Louisiana and anywhere else, Lord, where they're having water damage and mud damage and fires and ravaging the earth, God. Oh, God, oh, God, this is your creation. Speak to your creation, God, and bring it to quietness, God. Lord, heal the land. Heal your people. Heal your people. And I thank you for healing your people. I thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness, God. And I thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, who have given us the ability to come together to pray on this conference call. Thank you for all of the leaders. Thank you for Prophetess Darlene, who is leading these calls. Thank you, God, for each and every prophet and prophetess on the line tonight, God. And God, bless them in a mighty way. Bless their families, their homes, their loved ones. God, I also ask you to look upon the people who are listening in, who need a touch from you, God. Oh, God, touch them in a mighty way. Give them peace in their hearts and their minds. God, favor them. Show them favor and bring them into one accord. And thank you, God, even for my own healing. Thank you, God, for the healing that you have provided us, for healing Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and anyone else who is in need of healing, God. And, Lord, look upon those who are in the nursing homes and the hospitals. Oh, God, look upon your elderly people. Please, Lord, don't let their families neglect them. Please, God, touch them in a mighty way. And, God, I thank you for jobs and thank you for prosperity and thank you for peace, God. Thank you for your covering. And, Lord, I thank you for the ability even to serve on the line and thank you, God, for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. And we thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for leading us through the journey of life, God. We thank you, God, for restoration. And we thank you, God, for increase, oh God. We thank you, God, for the right connections, oh God. And we thank you, God, for innovative ideas, oh God. We want to thank you, Lord, for teaching us to trust fully in your infinite love, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for helping us to be flexibility, God. We thank you, God, for ordering our steps. And we thank you, God, for the turnaround season, oh God. And we thank you, God, for helping those who are sick, oh God, healing them, God. Thank you, God, for healing, God, that they will continue to move in the direction and go forward as you would have them to, oh God. And thank you, God, for those in need and the poor. Thank you, God, for helping them, oh God. And thank you, God, for whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over everyone on the line, over all your people, God, their loved ones and their children and all their loved ones around them. In Jesus' mighty and masterful name, amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this conference line, Father God. We thank you for our leaders, Father God. We thank you for touching them, Father God, and touching their lives, Father God, even now. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God, even for each and every one of our archbishops, each and every one of our pastors, our ministers, Father God. We thank you for touching each and every deacon and deaconess, Father God. We thank you for touching all of our prophets and prophetesses, Father God, even now. We thank you even now, Father God, for touching all of our elders in our community, Father God. I just want to lift up, Father God, those that were guardians, those that stood in the space, Father God. I want to thank you even now for touching them, Father God. Thank you now, Father God, for restoring, Father God, even those that are in need of restoration, Father God. Thank you for bringing your hand of peace, Father God, and those that are in situations, Father God, that need your peace, Father God. Right now, we plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, even over your people, Father God, and even over their children and their lives, Father God. We ask you even now, and we thank you, Father God, for a divine hedge of protection, Father God. Father God, right now, we also want to thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God. And we want to ask, Father God, that you continue to keep and cover your people, Father God, even in the Houston area, Father God. And thank you, Father God, for covering those in Louisiana, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are a shelter, Father God, to those in need, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you continue to cover and favor those that are widowed, Father God. Cover those that are fatherless, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for covering those that are strangers, Father God, even in our lands, as your word declares, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, in all of our lives and even in our businesses, Father God, even in our minds, Father God, even in our jobs, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for giving us the ability to work, Father God, and giving us opportunities to work, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for the increase, Father God, of the Lord, Father God, that continues to reign on us. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Father, we thank you for every utterance. We thank you for every partner on the line, every prophet, every home that's represented. We thank you that you are our place of safety. You give us strength. You are a present help in the time of trouble. Though the earth may fall apart, the mountains may fall in the middle of the sea, but we will not be afraid. The waters of the sea may roar and foam. The mountains may shake when the waters rise, but we will not fear. For your blessings are like a river. They fill the city of God with joy. The city is the holy place where the Most High God lives. Because God is there, the city will not fall. And we thank you, God, for your divine protection. We thank you for the angel of the Lord encamps round about us because we fear you. And we give you glory and honor and praise for our Archbishop and our Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan for their strength, for their covering, for their divine protection. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them and over their household and all that concerns them. And every person on this call and every prayer request, God, we decree miracles and breakthrough, divine protection. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, people of God, we thank you for standing with us on this morning. And if there be any announcements, let's come forth at this time. Any announcements?
Yes. Thank you so much for speaking on mute. We just want to invite the people of God to come and join us a little later on today from noon to 1 for our Pop Life radio show. It's going to be for our checkup from the neck up. Come and join Prophetess Cheryl Clark as she will be sharing a really good topic with us tomorrow. So come and join the conversation from noon to 1. Thank you so much. Same conference line. Thank you, Prophetess.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you all for standing with us, and we will see you on tomorrow for the Midnight Cry. God bless you and good night.
God bless you as well.
God bless.